It's got to be in the dough stage to get make it right. Yeah. You combine it. Then you cut the straw and use the straw for bedding for the cows.
How would you, when your wheat is tied up into what?
Shocks.
A shock? Okay, but maybe.
Bundle of fodder. A bundle. And tie the wheats up in bundles. Wheats in bundles.
Okay, and, the, and then they're piled into a what?
Shock.
And
a stack.
How many sheaves, you know what a sheave is? Well, a sheave, how many sheaves would be in a, say, just a little bundle? How many would be in a bundle?
I have no idea. It's bundled about like this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You put them in a...
Put them in a bundle.
And you might say...
Gathering the sheaves, I imagine that's just one.
Yeah. How many would you, maybe, how much would you raise an acre? About...
I have no idea.
Yeah, but y'all used to raise wheat successfully
mm-hmm,
here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you do when you wanted to separate the grain from the rest of it, say?
Combine.
And the combine.
You run the combine over it. And that combine, that takes the seed out, the grain, and you leave the straw. Then you cut the straw, and you can bale it if you want to, or you just haul it, and we use that for the bedding for the cows in the winter.
Oh.
And for mulch.
When you separate oaks or something like that, you say you were doing what you, the combine would what, throw?
It's a combine, I mean, they wouldn't separate anything. But yes, combine, I mean, everything goes in there. You don't separate it.
Did you ever raise oaks? Would you have to separate the grain of the oaks from the rest of the stalk or something like that?
That's what I'm talking about, combined.
Thrash?
They combined.
Yeah.
They thrashed peas. But they combine the oats. They just ran this. You know, you ever see a combine?
Yeah.
Well, that's Well, they combine the oats. Just like they do the soybeans now.
Yeah. I guess they do that. Soybeans are pretty
prolific here.
Yeah.
And you get about 35 on the hills, 30 and 35 bushels an acre of soybeans.
Uh-huh.
But on the Delta, I think they get 40 acres, 40 bushels to the acre. There's $7.85 now, I think, $7 and a half a bushel now. And you make about 35 bushels to the acre. And that's why so many people raise soybeans instead of cotton, because it takes 2 acres, it takes an acre of cotton and good ground to make a bale of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
But now sometimes you make more than a bale of cotton. We nearly always made a little over about a bale and a half of cotton to the acre. With the fertilizer and everything, according to what time you get it planted. Get it planted early, you'll make more. If you don't, the frost gets it, you see. Gets the last picking.
Now, we were talking about some of the chores you had to do around the house yesterday. After dinner, you had to say, you had to do what? You had
take
to,
my nap.
Well, the dishes were dirty. You had to, after dinner, when all the, before you had a dishwasher.
You have to wash dishes.
Wash them yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've always had a dishwasher, though.
Yeah, really?
Not an electric one.
You've always had a black one, huh?
Yeah, I always had cooks and maids.
Well, after you wash the dishes in the suds, you got to do what?
Scald them, rinse them, and you put them in the drain, then you dry them, put them up. Now, I don't think they dry them that have the dishwashers. I think just wash them, just put them in the dishwasher and take them out and use them.
What did you use to wash them with?
Dish rag.
And then to dry them, you dried them with a...
drying cloth, we called it.
Let's see.